Proclamation number 6698 of 26th of November, 1956. Increased impact of the opponent where light shines. My adversary's power in the end time is great and my living creation's weakness in this time is equally great, and therefore he is very successful. And often he also instigates confusion in the circle of my own, of the believers, who want to stand by me and whose will he would like to shake through false whispers and temptations of all kinds. But you, who want to be mine, you can trust in your father's love and might, who will not allow him to gain supremacy, that he will succeed in removing you from me. For where his influence tries to penetrate, my strength of love is particularly strong, and that always means recognition of light and darkness. The light illuminates all corners, and thus you will always be able to recognize him and beware of him. And again I draw your attention to the fact that it is an abomination to him when he is exposed by the light from above and that he therefore spares no means to extinguish that light. This must always explain to you his frequent attempts to portray my direct working on you as doubtful with the intention of confusing you, my bearers of light, who receive my word from me, and to make you doubt yourselves. But I stand by you because I know that you want to be faithful servants to me on earth, and I distribute an abundance of strength where the attacks are particularly blatant. You shall experience my presence so obviously in hours when you devote yourselves to me despite all these afflictions. All doubts shall be taken away from you and the light of truth shall enlighten you completely so that you will recognize whose power is stronger when the human being himself calls for me. He has lost his power over you but nevertheless he tries again and again to bring you down, and the fact that I allow this is only due to the freedom of will which both he and you can use. But your will has already professed me and therefore I will no longer let you fall into his power. Yet the closer it gets to the end the more frightening his rage will be. And countless souls will still fall prey to him because they have not established the heartfelt bond with me, because they go through earthly life lukewarm and indifferent and are welcome servants to him. You surrender to him and therefore fall into the abyss. And humanity will not be able to comprehend what is happening on this earth without being prevented by a God and Creator. Only the pure truth could enlighten you, and this is little desired. The pure truth is the explanation for everything, even for the cruelest events on this earth. And therefore it is urgently necessary that the pure truth is made accessible to people, that it can first be conveyed to people on earth in a direct way. And do you believe that I will not then protect my bearers of light to whom I can convey this pure truth? Do you believe that my power is smaller than the power of my adversary? It would truly be easy for me to destroy him too. But my plan aims at the salvation of all fallen beings, and thus he shall also return to me one day. Thus I will not destroy him but constantly oppose his activity with my power and my activity of grace. And soon the time will come when he will be bound again for 1,000 years. Soon his raging and also people's hardship will have reached its climax. And then my might and my will intervene and end a spiritual battle which rages on earth and in the kingdom of the beyond in an unimaginable way. And then there will be peace and love and harmony, then I will be in the midst of those who persevered and remained faithful to me until the end. Amen.